Over 20,000 native seedlings are being given to landholders whose properties have been affected by recent major bushfires at this month's Re-Veg Festival. Caroline Dorr, team leader of fire recovery at the Hills and Fleurieu Landscape Board, joins me to discuss. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Jenny.
So June 25 is the date. What's happening in Woodside that day?
Yeah, so we're running a plant giveaway event, and that is specifically for people who are affected by the Cubby Creek fires, but also we've been able to include at this one the people who are affected by Cherry Gardens fires as well. Throughout the bushfire events that occurred, we've lost a fair bit of native vegetation, in particular paddock trees that were very, very old. Many of them were burnt. Some of them initially came back, but then sort of died again the following year, and those trees were pretty important for our livestock shelter and also really important for habitat. So at the event we'll be offering paddock tree packs and as well as habitat packs, and they have slightly different mixes of plants. And we've invited people to register on Eventbrite to order their plants and then come and join us at Re-Veg Festival.
Oh, great. And there'll be people who can provide information and give you some sort of tips for success,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So we're not just giving away plants. So what we really, really want to see this year is those plants succeed in the landscape. So we've included some really strong information to go with these plants this year. We also have Kim Thompson from Environmental Connections providing sort of a rolling presentation of how to plant, because it's not as simple as just whacking a tree in the ground. Revegetation is, and planting successful trees into the local landscape, it takes a little bit of skill and a little bit of knowledge. So the event itself and all of our communication in the lead up to this event have been very focused on helping people to maximise their chances of success.
Right. And it's interesting you mentioned that, you know, trees have properly died, which, you know, usually a bushfire is actually quite beneficial for the revegetation. You know, a lot of these natives, that's what they've done for tens of thousands of years. But we're experiencing some harsher conditions maybe in recent bushfires.
Yeah, it's so true, Jenny. We've had, you know, this country's got a very, very long relationship with fire. But there's certain parts of the landscape that, you know, just hadn't seen fire for such a long time. And the conditions that burnt out the 23,000 hectares of the Cuddly Creek bushfire were catastrophic fire conditions. It was very hot, and the fire was quite patchy as well. So some sections did burn a little bit cooler, and there, you know, you can probably actually see some benefits in the landscape for having that cooler burn. But there were parts where it absolutely raged, and it killed mature trees. And these are some of the trees and shrubs and ground covers that we'd like to be able to help replace for the birds and animals that are remaining in the landscape, and for the people who need to see their landscape restored following such a harsh event.
With us at the moment is Caroline Dorr, she's team leader of fire recovery at the Hills and Fleurieu Landscape Board ahead of Re-Veg Festival on June 25. And you've been collaborating with different groups and all sorts of different stakeholders to make this happen, I hear.
Yeah, so the project itself, we were able to partner with the Department of Primary Industries and Regions to secure funding, and that was through Local Economic Recovery Program. And so it's basically a co-funded Commonwealth and South Australian Government funding under the National Disaster Recovery Arrangement. And the project started in early 2021, and we've got funding until July 2023. And we have managed to partner with a lot of agencies and business across the landscape. So just involved in Re-Veg Festival itself, we have Arborgreen, who provide really, really amazing tree guards, which is such an important part of successful revegetation these days, because we have so many more kangaroos in the landscape than we did even not so long ago. Seeding Natives, who do native grasses, have partnered with us. Jerleek have helped with growing a lot of the plants. Their volunteer growers have actually raised some of the plants that we'll be giving away. Trees for Life have grown some of our plants and will be there talking about paddock trees and paddock tree success. Adelaide Hills Council have been involved through their roadside weed control program. And Woodside Primary School have also propagated and grown a number of plants that we'll be giving away at ReVeg Festival.
Oh, that's great. An opportunity for them to learn as well.
Yeah, I think they've really enjoyed, because some of those students themselves were actually fire affected. So it's been really nice for them to be able to feel like they're giving back to, you know, something that they were so close to as well. In fact, we recorded a really fun video about the contribution that they've made, which can be accessed via our Hills and Clearway Landscape Board YouTube channel.
Oh, great. Lovely. Okay, so I hear that there's been quite an extraordinary demand for this. Are there still seedlings left, and how can we we qualify for them?
We are getting close. We're getting close to selling out, which is really exciting. So the event itself, you know, we've sort of planned a bit of an all-weather event this year, so we'll sort of be under a marquee, but it's the plants must be pre-ordered because obviously we do have limited numbers. At the moment, my latest update is that all of the paddock trees have actually sold out. But we still have 81 habitat packs. So one pack has 50 plants in it, and the habitat packs themselves will contain around about 12, 13 tree species, different types of trees, around about 30 shrubs and 7 ground covers. So it's a pretty lovely mix. So people can order up to 100 per property, or they can just order 50. So depending on what people order, we either have 81 or we have, you know, as few as 40 tickets left.
Right.
And that's for our sort of the afternoon. We've got a morning ticket and an afternoon ticket, 10 till 12 and then 1 till 3. And I understand that the morning has actually sold out too now. And that's just to spread our numbers, avoid it getting too crowded.
Great. So we'll put a link up on the shows tab of our website after this. But is there another way that people can reach the Hills Fleurieu Landscape Board?
Yeah, we have. Look, we've got a really up-to-date page on our website. So the Hills and Fleurieu Landscape Board, if you just Google that, you'll come to the landscape website. From our homepage is the Cuddly Creek Fire page. And if you click on that, have a look at all of the other things that we're offering, because it's not just all about ReVeg Festival. It is right now, but you can also have a look at some of our videos and other project outcomes on that page.
Oh, great. And the number as well is 8391 7500.
Correct.
Thanks so much for your time. Lovely to have a chat with you today.
Thanks, Jenny. Thank you so much for sharing our event.
Caroline Dorr is her name.